Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. It's Good Golly Miss Holly, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where we are sassy, southern, and psychic. I have a bunch of great news that I want to share with y'all. First of all, there's going to be some changes in when this program is going to be on because I have been in talks with my good friend Journey Ryan, and we are actually going to be doing a show together on My Psychic Connection. It will start next Monday, and it's going to be Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. So I'm going to have to stay up a little later to talk with all of y'all, but we're going to be doing that Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan, who is a dear, dear friend of mine. I'm really looking forward to that. We have a great chemistry, and the show is going to be entertaining and a lot of fun. So I hope that y'all will all join us there as well. Good Golly Miss Holly is not going away, but it is going to be on Sundays at 8 o'clock. So I can still talk to my peeps and my Good Golly Miss Holly gang because I dearly love all y'all. So I'm really excited to tell y'all about that. Also, be on the lookout. I'm going to have a website up pretty soon. The website is goodgollymissholly.net. That website, again, is goodgollymissholly.net. That should be up next week. And also, I am opening a Shopify store to be able to supply y'all with all the stuff that I keep telling you to buy. So be on the lookout for that as well. I've got a bunch of stuff going on. It's been very, very exciting. If you told me 2 months ago I would be doing radio and doing someone else's show and doing all these things, I would have told you, you're on crack. But that's where we're at, and I'm so excited and so grateful to all of y'all. And so let's get started. I do want to make a couple of apologies first. Thursday, we had a bunch of technical difficulties, and they carried over to Sunday as well. So we hopefully have gotten that all ironed out, because if y'all who have been on the show for a while with me know, I'm not very technical. So when something goes wrong, it takes me a bit to figure it out. And so I had to get my husband involved, and there was equipment changes and all sorts of stuff, but we are back, and I am so glad. So let's go ahead and take our first caller, and let's get on the road. Thanks so much, and welcome to Good Golly Miss Holly. Let's see. You're on the air.
Hello.
With Good Golly Miss Holly. Elizabeth?
Hi. My name is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. You doing all right this evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. What can I help you with, my dear?
I was wondering what the next 6 months is going to be like for me.
Okay. In what department?
My home front.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. So let me tell you what I'm feeling. I just got tingles at the back of my neck, so I am seeing some change. So it's going to be, I use really technical terms like wonky occasionally, so
yeah.
It's going to be a little wonky. It's going to be a little wonky, but that's okay. It's all going to smooth itself out. Be on the lookout for that to happen around March. Okay.
Okay.
And things will, they will smooth down and they will actually improve. But the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I think that this is just kind of, your situation is a little unique, but the next 6 months for a lot of us is just going to be just flat out just weird. That's just what's going to be. And we've got a lot going on. You're in Chicago, I'm in Georgia, and we are under flash flood because we're supposed to be getting the side effects of that hurricane, and then we all have Halloween and a blue moon and election in the next 10 days. So, yeah, it's going to be weird. But the thing about it is I'm sure you've heard me say this a million times, but I'm going to tell you again. And I'm also going to tell you to use some citrus to clean your counters and stuff with. Either grapefruit, lemon.
I just did. And I went out and bought some grapefruit. I can't believe you said that. I just did. It smells all citrusy in my kitchen now.
Good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. I love that show, by the way. She's just awesome.
Citrus is the only thing that takes oil off the counters.
Yes. Yes, but it's also good for getting rid of negative energy.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so it freshens things up. And if you really want to get rid of negative energy and you don't want your house to smell like, you know, apothecary shop, throw a little mint in there.
Gotcha.
It's divine. It's just divine. And mint is a very good astringent as well, so it will help cut oil as well. Just so you know. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much. Thanks so much. You have a good day. And thanks for being a long-term listener. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll be on the new show. I'll be listening to the new show.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Thank you.
Hey,
see you later, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much for being patient with me and supporting me. I just love y'all. Y'all are awesome. Okay, so let's get to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you doing, sweetie?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
What can I do for you today, my dear?
My question is, do you see me moving to a new vocation?
Yes, but not until next year.
Okay, do you see when next year?
They're showing me flowers. Actually, they're showing me larkspur. And larkspur for me means late April or early May.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. So there's no rush.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next on our list. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you today? Hi.
Hi. Hi, Holly. How are you?
I'm doing great, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Patricia. I spoke to you last night on the phone with Journey, and when I saw that you were back on tonight, I just had to call you again because, the message that you gave me last night about the ex. I asked about the ex from 2.5 years ago that had sent me a message and said he was just sorry. And he sent another long message today. And I know what you told me, but my question tonight is, because you told me he wants something. You and Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me, do you see what he wants? Because it just puzzled me.
It has to do with money.
Really? Money?
Yeah. Money. Yeah. Wow. I didn't even have to think about that.
Wow.
They showed me coins, which is money to me. So, yeah, that's money.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
It's another 5-page letter.
I bet you he did.
It was a long text, and I said, "Well, I said Holly is back on. I'm calling." So that's what it is. This is about money.
Money, yeah, it's about money. Now he ain't going to tell you that, but that's what it's about.
Right.
So it's completely about money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just puzzled to know. So he's calling. He's in a bad way, and he's needing help.
Yes, that's exactly it. And he figures that you will help him. But that is a money pit. Okay. But you already know that. You already know that it's a money pit. So don't go down that road, because he's not being genuine at all. He's in a bad way and he needs money. And so now he's going to, try and sweet talk you into, helping him out, because, that's what friends do. Yeah. Well, there's just a big red stop sign saying no. So just no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't plan on, conversating with him in any way. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe he was, being genuine, like, hey, I know what I did, and I really want to say I'm sorry. It's been 2.5 years. And, some people really learn their lesson, and they feel some kind of way about what they did, and they genuinely, sorry. So, but,
if you want to, you can tell him, forgiven, go with God, not interested in pursuing a relationship at this point, and tell him he's forgiven and let it go at that. But he's really trying to worm his way back in. So, just be warned. But you're smart. Forewarned is forearmed.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you again, Ms. Holly. Thank you. And I am too listening to your show. I think this is my second, it's going to be my second time talking to you. I want to say, my first time, because I talked to you before. That was my first time calling to the show when Journey was on the first time, and then last night and then tonight. So,
I
love
it's
you.
It's been, you're great. And, Miss Holly, good golly, Miss Holly is not going anywhere, so I'm still going to have my show, but Ryan and I are going to be doing 5 days a week with his, so I didn't want a conflict, and so my show is going to be on Sundays now. So, but I love working with Ryan. It's so much fun, but we do tend to get a little silly on there, just a wee bit.
Well, we all need some of some of the silliness and some of that sense of humor you guys collaborate together and have because of what's going on. And so, by the time we get to call in to the show, I know all of us are needing a dose of what you guys have, and if we're calling with all the spirits down, oh my goodness, a good dose of Ms. Holly and Journey, tonight.
Well, we appreciate it because, if y'all need silliness, my psychic connection is definitely the show to go to because we do a few readings and then Journey and I argue a lot. And, but I just love him to pieces.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be very exciting. And we've had some good feedback about that show and this one as well. So we're just really excited. I just can't believe, in August of this year, I didn't even know what Blog Talk Radio was. So, So I'm kind of walking around going, okie dokie. But I just love it.
Yes.
Just love it.
Well, it's a good takeoff, and we are enjoying you. I know I am. So I will be listening to you. I won't take up any more time because I'm pretty sure somebody else wants to talk to you. So I won't be
talking.
Yeah,
I got a lot of people.
But love you, and I'll be listening to you. And
love you too, Patricia. Okay, God bless. Talk to you later, sweet pea.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love Patricia. She is so much fun. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. This is Carrie, a first-time caller. So I'm very happy to be on your show.
Oh, hi, Carrie. How are you doing? Welcome to the gang.
Thank you. Just,
what
you're
can
a pleasure.
You?
I wanted to know what you see for me in my work. It just feels very unsettling, and I've been working my butt off.
You have been working your rear end off. And let me pull a couple of cards. I see a lot of stuff up in the air right now with that. And, of course, I pull a card that's all about. Okay. So be on the lookout. This will calm down. Okay? So it's really, I can feel the, almost like butterflies in your stomach. It's just tense and blech. But it is going to calm down. Give it a couple of more weeks and things are going to resolve themselves to a satisfactory resolution for you. Okay.
I know I'm up for my review and my boss hasn't given it to me and I'm kind of wondering, I don't know, it almost feels like she wants me to take an exit there and I've worked really hard.
You have worked really hard. The there's a lot of, and this just isn't your company. This is a lot of companies right now. There is a lot of what the heck are we going to do in your company right now? A lot of that, and it's it just has to do with the time we're living in. So they are very, very much trying to get their feet, as you know, we all are. But in your particular situation, it's a little more.
Because we've been busy. We're an essential business.
Yeah.
We've been busy. We're getting into this end of the year. It's going to get incredibly busier.
It
and
is.
So,
but they're looking at logistics. And things are not going as well as they should in the logistics department. So, but they're figuring it out. But I do want to tell you what else I see. Be on the lookout for a new opportunity coming in February for you. Just so you
know. Okay. Outside of the company?
Yeah. More money. A little bit of promotion and nicer working environment.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome, sugar pie. But that's not going to come until February. But things are going to kind of calm down there for a little while. But be on the lookout for that opportunity coming in February for you. Okay?
I will. I will.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
blessings
for calling.
To
blessings to you too, sweet pea. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see who's next. All righty. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. I'm so glad I got through. This is Tanika.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was trying so hard to get through last night to you and Journey because I wanted his input also on this, but maybe next time, but I'm so happy that I got through you.
I'm glad you got through to me. Did you call earlier this evening?
No, I didn't know. I thought the show was on,
okay.
But it wasn't. It was just a test.
Yeah, it was a test. And it was. Anyway, we all know that Miss Holly is not terribly technical. Okay, so I had about 12 people trying to call in while I was trying to do stuff, and I think I disconnected everybody. So it wasn't on purpose, anybody, okay? I love all y'all. So, anyway, what's going on? How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've been wanting to ask you since it happened, and I guess I'll ask Journey another time, but basically, so you remember I went on a couple of job interviews, so I was offered a job, two jobs actually, but the pay is considerably kind of like lower than what I make, and they want me to do a lot of like traveling around for training, which would be a lot of basically Uber for me to use, and it would be less pay. So I don't know if that it's smart for me to go that route or wait and stay with my job longer. You know, I'm not sure because it's less money and it will be traveling a lot. And also after that, I have a love question, but that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, I mean, things have come up, but it's just the pay isn't what I was hoping for. So I'm kind of like in a dilemma. I don't know if I should go or stay, if it's right.
Well,
or
you're
not
happy where you're not happy where you are. So here's the thing, okay? If you can't afford to do that, it is something that you might want to explore because you do not know where that will take you. Okay? You do not know where that road will take you. I have a feeling that that road will take you to other opportunities than where you're at. And it will be a new adventure for you. You'll be seeing fresh faces and doing new things all the time, which is kind of something that you need to do. Okay? So sometimes we have to take a step back to take two steps forward. And that's what my angels are telling me about that situation. So I'm thinking you need to really consider it. I'm not going to tell you what to do because that's not my job. But I'm thinking that you really need to consider it because you're not happy where you are. And you haven't been happy for quite a while.
Yeah, I know. And I do want to leave there, you know. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do it. I just want to do it smartly, that's all. But I do want to, I definitely want to go someplace where I'm appreciated more. I just want to do it the right way.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, I tell people this all the time, and some people get mad at me. Hopefully you won't, but here we go. So sometimes, okay, we ask for stuff from the universe and God, okay, and you wanted it in a pink package with purple polka dots. But God sends you a purple package with pink polka dots, and you don't want to open the package. So we are given opportunities. What we do with those opportunities is completely up to us. See what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be a better fit for you, but I don't know your financial situation. I don't want to know your financial situation, but I do. Sometimes if you can do something to open up new avenues for yourself, it's the best thing to do. Trust me.
Think about it. And I wanted to ask you, Frank came back. Pretty much yesterday, Frank came back. So we've been talking, and, you know, I don't know if this time he's different or not, or if this is...
Yes, you do. You do know that he's not different.
Well, you know, I figured I would ask if I try it out, if things might get better.
We know the answer to this one. Okay, he is repenting. Oh gosh, how nice for him. But no. No. Uh-uh. Did I say no yet? Yes, I did. Okay, so no. Not only no, but oh heck no. Yeah, uh-uh.
No, nothing. Stay away.
No. Stay away. Do not pass go and do not collect $200. Okay?
Okay.
Because you can't change him. It's not your job to change him. Okay? You do not need someone who needs to be fixed constantly. You deserve to be treated like the queen that you are. Because you treat the people in your life well. And you deserve the same. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So
well,
get
you.
Off of the get off the Frank carousel. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okay, sugar pie. Thank you so much for calling in. I will talk with you later. And don't forget, starting next week, we will be on Sundays only. And then I'm going to be on a psychic connection with Journey Ryan. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bye, Shug. God bless. Have a good week. And happy Halloween, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see who's next. She is such a sweetheart. Okay. And we've got our next caller here.
Hello.
You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm doing good. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just tuning into your show.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, welcome. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Thank you. My name is Sonia.
That's my mom's name, is Sonia. So, yeah, she was named after the ice skater Sonia Heading. So what can I do for you, son? What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask a question about mm-hmm. career. I'm at this company. Just turned 3 years, and it's going great so far. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my company is doing great. Nobody has been laid off, and everybody is working remote. You know, we build medical software for companies to, you know, do their stuff. And, mm-hmm. You know, I know they've been hiring and, you know, expanding and stuff in different departments. So, you know, we're doing good financially. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that won't be happening. So I wanted to see what you're picking up from me, you know, at this company as far as any growth, expansions, you know, promotions. What things are you picking up from me?
I keep hearing promotion, but I don't hear it this year. I hear it next year, like around the end of February or March. But that's definitely in the works.
Okay.
So,
now,
when
you say promotion, do you think it's going to be staying in my department? Are they going to give me a different role? Or are they switching me to a similar or, you know, different position within the company?
So it's going to be a twofold situation. There'll be one promotion, and then about a year to 18 months later, there will be another one.
Okay.
But what they're going to do with you is they're going to, I keep seeing the word lead, but that's not the it's not the right word, but that's what I keep seeing. Yes, something like that. There's going to be a lot of training involved,
mm-hmm.
and dealing with new people and quality control and stuff like that, because you will be very, very good at that. And so that's what they're looking at you for. But they're not going to do anything until after the first of the year.
Right,
so,
because, I mean, I work in the technology area, and I do, you know, I'm sort of to the support. So I deal with clients all day, you know, by email, over the phone. And I got to be testing stuff all day long, you know, so.
Yeah, so they're looking at you for, I guess, a lead in that department then.
Okay.
To do the training and that
because,
type of thing.
Right. I mean, I'm also expanding my horizon as well. Like, I'm doing stuff on the side. I'm self-studying
mm-hmm.
to become an administrator, and I'm for a specific software where there's a lot of potential. And my goal is to become an administrator for that software. We have it here. I don't really use it that much. I've used it at other companies. But that is my goal. That is my vision. I have to do an exam.
Are you studying Salesforce?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So is my husband. My husband's trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, I've used it for about, off and on, about 8 years now.
Yeah.
Different companies. Yep.
So you're trying to get to study and take the test?
Yeah, for administration. And then eventually
mm-hmm.
I want to get into development. You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to get into the security side of things. Listen to us sitting here talking business on a psychic channel. Isn't this hysterical? But yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. And Salesforce is doing nothing but exploding.
Oh, yeah, now they're doing
the
cloud. There's 150,000 clients. Can you imagine that? 150,000?
Listen, I have 8 callers on my switchboard right now, and I'm freaking out. I can't imagine 150,000. Okay.
Yeah. How do you see that going for me? Because I'm really dedicated to that. I'm, you know. So.
I see it going well. I really, really do. And you are in the right demographic to move into Salesforce.
Right.
Okay. So I see that being a good thing. But I still see that promotion and stuff coming in March.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still doing that, but I'm doing this on the side because I really want to become a Salesforce administrator. You know what I mean? That's how I see myself. It's the right thing, and it's the right thing. But, yeah, I want to grow where I'm at and suck in all the knowledge and then, you know, use it to my advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling in.
And I'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a small world. Salesforce. Yeah, that's a good program. I really like it. Okay, so let's see who's next on our list. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, this is Kimberly in Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly in Georgia. This is Holly in Georgia. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fabulous, honey. I'm just fabulous. What can I do for you?
Well, my question is about career. I'm presently teaching, and my school system is virtual, but they're talking about going back to school in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really wish some people in the higher administration would use wisdom. And I'm just wondering what they're really going to do for January, because the numbers are spiking again here in around Atlanta. I teach in the inner city.
Okay. Oh, my goodness me. Well, so here's the thing. They are desperate to get them back into school because so many of them are falling behind. And so they're going to do everything possible to bring them back to school in January. I do not see it as a huge success, and I see it as a very staggered, tiered type program, and it's going to have its setbacks. I don't see it them actually getting the whole program back together until late February. But they will be back in school before the end of the year.
Okay.
But because every time they try it, you know, the numbers go up again. And then everybody has to go back home. But as far as where you're concerned, yeah, it's I'm going to be real honest with you. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a mess. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I had better news for you. I really do, but I don't believe in sugarcoating things. So yeah, it's going to be a mess, and you're going to be very, very frustrated because it's going to be changes. You're already used to having to do all these changes on the fly, and that is not going to change this year.
Well, my thing, because we have. Fortunately, in my school system, we can apply for telework if we have underlying conditions. So I'm going to my doctor because I don't want to be in that situation.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just wish it was more wisdom in the upper echelons of the school system. That's all.
Well, so here's what the guides are telling me. They want to use more wisdom too. The amount of pressure that they have on them to get these children back in school from parents and politicians and everybody is unbelievable.
Mm.
And people will not listen to reason.
Wow.
They just won't.
Wow.
So they're in kind of a reaction mode. And so they're trying their best. I mean, their main concern is that the children are safe and healthy.
Okay.
But that isn't the main concern of a lot of other people.
I agree. Totally.
So, and that includes, I'm just not going to say that because we're on the air, but anyway, that they're just a lot of people
understand.
They're just a lot of people who are, who want the kids back in a physical school. And I can understand that. I can. People are having to work. People have, you know, the essential workers are, you know, having to go to work. And I mean, it's a mess. I mean, there is no question about this. It's a great big mess. Okay. But there needs to be some other options that people are not seeing. And there need to be some options that are not being offered.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's where I'm going to stop. I don't want to get any hate mail. Used to be a substitute teacher in Fulton County.
Say again?
I was an English high school substitute teacher in Fulton County.
Oh.
Many years ago.
Okay.
So,
well,
I kind of understand a little bit. I didn't teach in the inner city. I was out in the suburbs. But,
So what I was going to say is, you can't say it, but I can. How in the world can you care about students if you don't care about the teachers? Because if the teachers aren't there, the students are not going to be there. You can't expect four administrators to teach 250 or 300 students.
No.
First of all, and the numbers are spiking. So what are you thinking? But anyway, I
well, there's the thing, because they're not.
Oh.
They're just trying to survive. God bless them. And I mean, I know it's tough. So I know that it doesn't seem like they're using wisdom, but just be aware that they do care about you and they are concerned about this entire situation. The amount of pressure they're under is, let's just say, I'd be sitting in a corner rocking for the rest of my life if I was underneath the pressure these people are. It's just awful.
I understand. Okay? I understand they're backed in the corner. I get it. I get it. But I'm
awful,
just going to make sure that I protect myself. So.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
So better to teach online than not teach at all.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean to keep you, so thank you.
Oh, no, it's okay. My pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Come
back and see us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Bye, sugar pie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, the education thing, that's such a hard thing to deal with right now. Oh, my goodness me. Okay. Let's see who this is. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Fine, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you doing, sweet pea?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Okay. I'm fabulous. Just fabulous. What can I do for you this evening?
You know, whatever you can get for a long-term committed relationship real soon, I hope.
Let's see. Huh! Well, I pulled the King of Winter, but that is not a very emotional relationship. So I pulled the Nine of Spring, which is also, I'm not seeing anything until March of next year.
March of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. This person is very, very responsible and does not need to be fixed. So be on the lookout for that. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. You have a good evening. God bless.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So we've got our next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. It's Mary. I'm calling from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. How are you doing, sweet pea?
Well, I'm okay. I'm kind of concerned. I have a neighbor who was a pretty close friend. She's decided she's going to be going back to her home of origin, planning to go back in November. And I'm wondering if this is going to happen and if it's going to work out or anything about the situation.
Let me take a look and see. Yeah, it is going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be for the best for her. So
okay.
I know that you're concerned about her, but it is going to be the best for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll ever come back to Florida, or do you think pretty much stay there?
I think she'll probably pretty much stay there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There will be contact. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to miss her.
You know, well, you know, she may even invite you to go see her.
I don't know whether I want to go to the north. I'm not sure. In any case, also, I have a friend for many, many years in England, and I've been communicating with her for a long time, and because of her health and age, she moved in with her daughter and family. But usually through Facebook, I get communication about her condition and so forth from her family. And I haven't been able to get any answers. Nobody has really commented on what's going on. Are you picking up anything about my friend Sylvia?
Sylvia. Let me see what I can find. Hold on 1 second. She's fine.
Is she still with her family, or is there some reason?
Yeah, she is with. I think they're just kind of covered up. It seems like they're just super busy with what's going on, so they're kind of sticking to themselves. But no, she's fine because I pulled at the Nine of Winter, which is unfounded fear. So, yes, she's
fine. Once in a while, I get a letter or a phone call, which I haven't gotten in many months. So I'm thinking of sending her a birthday card in November and see if anything, you know, any response.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. It's always welcome to get, she'll really appreciate that.
She may have some problems with memory and medication because that happened in the past. So maybe that enters into it. And I have another question. This seems to be all about friends. I've lost so many lately. Also, a couple of years ago, I had a very close friend. We did a lot together, and she lost her business, and she kind of really was feeling bad about it. And I was quite surprised because she kind of did that ghosting thing and never called me again. Never emailed. I sent her Christmas cards. I never got a response. And I'm just wondering, whatever happened to her? Is she still around, or why did she never, you know, get in touch?
She's still around. I'm not showing that she's at the same residence that she was. So I'm seeing a move there. And as far as the ghosting goes, she ghosted a lot of people.
Is it because of what happened, her situation?
Yeah.
maybe she overwhelmed just, by everything that happened at once.
Yeah, and she just kind of, she just didn't want to deal with it, and so she just ghosted people.
You think I'll ever hear from her again or find out anything about her?
They're not showing me anything as far as that goes. Okay, so I can't say one way or the other. I'm not going to sit here and lie and make up stuff. So,
you can be friends with somebody for a long time and have a lot of similarities in your life, and, you know, you, it just reaches a certain point, and then all of a sudden they just disappear, and it's really kind of sad. You have more time to think of these things when you, you know, when you're alone in your home.
Yeah.
And I've continued to make new friends. It's not that, you know, my life stopped. I just, I make friends where I can that, you know, I connect with. But it's just, you'd still miss certain connections, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. She ghosted a lot of people. She really did.
Yeah. It was her. It wasn't anything that I said or done because we ended on good terms. And
yeah.
We hadn't,
she
didn't have any problems.
Mm-hmm. No. It was just, she just ghosted a bunch of people. Wanted to just kind of let all that go. So that's what she did.
Just start a new life or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see, do you see me connecting with any new friends or making some, you know, good contacts? I don't mean just, you know, casual, but, you know, close friends, people that, you know.
Yes, I do. I do. Yes, I do. I do see that happening. That should start with you in a couple of weeks, actually, and go on through into December.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Look out for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm always open to new people and new friendships.
Mm-hmm.
The last 5 years or more, it's just been people really, you know, a lot of people leaving, and it's been hard.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, it has been hard, but they're telling me that there are going to be new friendship opportunities coming your way very soon.
Well, that's something to look forward to, and I do appreciate that. And you stay safe
great.
For Halloween.
You too. You too.
Stay safe.
All right.
All right.
Thanks so
much.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Gosh, what a sweetheart she is. Okay, so let's see who's next. Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, this is my first time on
you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess my question is not even for me, it's for my boyfriend and when is he going to get a better job or not that, but I mean like, is he going to get a promotion or anything like that?
I'm seeing a change of career for him next year because he's not doing what he's passionate about at the moment. And I see an opportunity for him to do more of what he's passionate about in January, late January, early February of next year.
Okay.
And it will be a good opportunity. It's not going to make tons of money right away, but it will grow into something that he will really enjoy.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem at all. Oh, and by the way, put bay leaves in your wallets. Brings money your way.
Okay, I will.
Okay? All right. Good
Thank
night,
you.
CP. Have a good Halloween. Thanks
you
for calling
too.
In. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that was fun. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hello, Holly. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina, my darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. My question is, what do you see happening for me in my job? Do you see a change, a shift? Coming in like another position, promotion, because I'm a contract at a health insurance company, and so it's going off 2 years in January.
I see change coming, but I don't see anything until March, and I see a new opportunity for you.
And do you see it's with the company that I'm with, or?
No, it's a different company.
Really?
Different company, yeah, different company, better position, more money, and better benefits.
Yeah. And could I ask, will it be like a work from home, or this would be, I have the flexibility to go in the office if I want to?
You have the flexibility to go in the office, and you will be going into the office more.
Oh, I will be on that new position, mm-hmm. new opportunity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And do you know what field it could be?
It is similar to what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a liaison role. So it's a little bit of training. It's a little bit of customer facing type situation and a little bit of admin. So it's a kind of it's in the same industry, but you're going to be wearing, it's a big job. Okay.
Okay.
And it pays a little better than what you're getting now, but it's going to give you an opportunity to wear a lot of different hats.
Okay.
I'm seeing you doing some onboarding with new employees and also some corporate training and also some dealing with customer issues. So I don't know what that would be called. I know what it would be called I come from the credit card industry. I come from American Express.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of like a lead position with them, or a customer liaison or something like that. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
So you do see me leaving the company eventually.
Because
I've been there 2 years and. It's just, you know, it's just so hard to get in, even though I'm in the company, but it's just like red tape wherever I go. And it's just, you know, I'm like, I can't just keep doing contract work and not get the benefits. And what I mean by benefits, I have benefits now, but I mean like if I take a day off, would I get paid for it, especially if I earn those hours, you know, or like holiday pay. Those are and like vacation pay, those are the benefits I'm talking about besides the insurance. I don't get none of that when I'm out, I'm out of money. That's why like I can't do this like after the new year. I gotta get on the ground. I mean like right now I have a part-time job supplement with the full-time job. So, because I don't get paid a lot because I'm a contractor. So I have to like pick that up with the part-time job. And I said like with the part-time job, I was saying a cutoff was in February or March to me because it began to be a lot for me considering. But I know I'm like, if I do, I'm going to just find a job that pays, you know, what I need and be comfortable with it and then learn from it, you know, and then I can grow.
Yep.
So,
this job, you're definitely going to stretch you and you're absolutely going to be able to grow with this.
Okay.
All
right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Regina. Thanks again. God bless.
Thank
Have
you.
A good evening.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Let's see who's next. Oh, goodness. She's going to have a good year next year. You just wait and see. We're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Miss Hope. It's Mr. Nathaniel. How are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Nathaniel. Fine. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I wanted to see if you could pull a few cards, or do I need a question? Or
a question would be better, but whatever we can do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've been working two jobs for the last 3 months or so. And I just got let go. Do you think they're going to call me back anytime, you know, this year, next year?
Yeah, they're going to call you back next year. Yeah.
Or this
Happy
year?
Happy news
next
about
year?
It's going to be pr- probably, I'm looking at the end of December to go back in January. Okay, so, because I just pulled the Princess of Autumn, and that's happy news about your career promotions and sky and that type of thing. So, yeah.
Well, that's good news. Anything more about that? Do you think it'll be the same position or kind of a promotion I'm hoping for?
They're going to bring you back in a little higher position, doing some type of supervisory work.
I wonder how that'll work out. Well, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Holly.
Bye-bye. Happy Halloween. Okay. Let's see. We've got 3 minutes, so I think I've got room for one more. If I don't get to you, it's not that I don't care about you. I'm just run out of time. So please call me back. I will be on the air this Thursday again and then Sunday. And then after that, it's only going to be on Sundays, okay? So let's see who we have here. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Good afternoon, good night, good Lord, go Mo Molly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry you had to wait so long. It's very busy here tonight.
I see. You are busy, little one. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to ask you? I live in my brother's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got served some papers today, not in my name, in my brother's name, right? That one of my dogs bit somebody. Well, none of my dogs ever bit anybody. They're only little Pomeranians that weigh 3 pounds, right? And when I went there, I said, I showed my brother the papers. I'm like, he goes, so I'm being sued. You sure one of the dogs didn't bite somebody? I'm like, no, nobody ever, this woman has never even came to my house, for God's sake. What do you think about them papers?
I think that you need to take them seriously.
Take them seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not messing around.
Well, I
don't know. She's not messing around. She's wanting some type of reparations.
I know, but wouldn't she have to know the dog or prove the dog? There's no way this lady was at my property. I looked her up on Facebook tonight. I don't even know the lady from Adam's Apple. I don't even know her. And she claims she was here and fell and broke her thumb or whatever because a vicious dog went after her. Well, my dogs are only, one of them is 3.5 pounds, the other one's 4. And God strike me dead right now, this lady has never been at my house. Would you have to prove her dog?
You have to prove it, but you do not have to prove it to file it.
Okay, but if I took her to court, she's gonna have to have doctor papers, hospital papers. You just don't say you get bit and never went and.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years ago, you're gonna wait 2 years and say you got bit by a dog?
Some people do that, but
wow,
I can tell
fraud.
You that she's
that's fraud
it
what
is,
she's doing.
I can't speak to that because I'm not a lawyer. But I can tell you that you do need to take it seriously because your guides are telling me that you need to take it seriously because she's going to pursue it as much as she can.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I
wish I had
been locked up the way I feel because I don't even know this lady. And for her to say she was at my house, I don't even know her. She's from another town.
I completely understand that. All I can tell you is what your guides are telling me, and they're telling me that you need to know that she's going to pursue it.
Okay. Wow, that's
so I wish I had better
really
news
weird.
For you. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, she's going to get in trouble for fraud because you just can't go around. I mean, that's just like me driving down the street and I see a lady with a dog and say the dog bit me. I mean, you have to have some kind of bite marks or anything on your body for that.
I Yeah, I'm not saying that, I'm not saying what happened. All I'm saying is what I'm being told by your guides, and they're very adamant that you be prepared because she is going to pursue this.
With me or with my brother?
With whomever she can try and get money out of.
That's what my brother said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you, though.
That's okay, honey. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. You have a good evening.
You too, and happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween. Okay,
bye-bye.
That's all we have time for tonight. Thank you all so much again. I will be on this Thursday and Sunday. And then after this Sunday, I will be on every Sunday after that, but not on Tuesdays and Thursdays anymore. If you want to talk to me during the week, I will be available 5 days a week at 10 o'clock on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan. I'm very, very excited about that. It's a fun, fun show. We have a lot of chemistry. Ryan is one of the most talented psychics that I have ever had the pleasure to work for. And I just kind of think of him as my son. So please join us on My Psychic Connection. And you can find me right here on Sundays at 8 o'clock with Good Golly Miss Holly, because I do want to keep in touch and keep my Good Golly Miss Holly gang going. So also be on the lookout for some merchandise, some Shopify account that I will be opening very, very soon within the next week. And we'll be able to get some really fun merchandise and things that I continually tell y'all to buy. You'll actually be able to find them. So we'll do that as well. And I'm also going to be doing some YouTube videos and things like that. So anyway, thank you all so much for all your support and all your love and calling me every week. It means the world to me. And I just love y'all to bits. Y'all have a good night, and I will see y'all on Thursday. Night, y'all.